The feast that we celebrate today is one that goes all the way back to antiquity, and it has been in several eras changed a little bit or tweaked a little bit, including in this last 100 years. It is a feast of the divine maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is that feast which commemorates the fact that she, by the will of God, became the Mother of God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who came to the world in order that he should die for our sins. Why some people cannot fathom this is beyond me. But our Lord Jesus Christ came to suffer for our sins, to take upon himself, upon his back, the stripes that we deserve. In order for this to happen, from eternity, before the world was made, as the readings of the Old Testament particularly attest, he had decided to create this most magnificent creation, which we call the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the most related person to the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that there possibly is. And so in time, when the proper time was due, she was conceived immaculately in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, and then she was born, and then a few years later, she received the annunciation of the Archangel St. Gabriel, and she agreed to be the mother of the Messiah, of the Savior. And of course, this feast particularly became popular and was strengthened at the time of the Council of Ephesus, which took place around the year 431-32 AD, when the arch-heretic, the Patriarch of Constantinople, Nestorius, was condemned by the Church for refusing to believe that Mary was the Mother of God. To him, she was just a mother of the body that was united to God. And the Blessed Mother was not a test tube baby producer. She was the mother of the Messiah, of God himself. There were not two persons. There was not one person that was then later on taken over by the Son of God. No. He came into her at the moment that she agreed. So that this feast also goes back to the Annunciation. Thou shalt be called the Mother of the Most High, of the Holy to be born, will be called Son of God. She is the Mother of God, not of anything or anyone else. And so she agreed, knowing full well how much she would suffer. And for somebody to say that they did not understand the sufferings of Christ, of course, they don't understand either the sufferings of Mary. That was necessary for our salvation. And so today we honor her on this very, very important particular day when she became the Mother of God and gave to us the Son of God, the life of the world. It is also an important day in other ways. As we know, it is also the feast of Pope St. John the 23rd. Now, the reason why it was put on this day, ultimately speaking, he died on my birthday, June the 3rd. This day has nothing to do with him per se. But it was on this day that he decided to open what he wanted to be a super council to announce the true faith to the whole world, to bring people back to the Church, and to condemn communism and masonry. And none of that happened because a small group of Mason bishops took over everything. His secretary told me he died of a broken heart because they disobeyed everything he had laid down, and he also did not approve of the things that they were doing. In the meantime, a course, not only God knows what things to do, and of course, we haven't seen the end of the story yet. It's still being written. But in the meantime, also, Satan knows the things that are going on. At the same time that this was happening, the beginning of the council, St. John the 23rd was beginning to suffer, which nobody knew, with stomach cancer, of which he died, a most horrible death. And so it weakened him to the point that he could not do that which he wanted to do. And so we have to always remember those things. There are some who want to blame everything on him. It was not his blame. It was the blame of others. And we need to remember those who are very far out on the right hand of things, and nothing particularly condemnatory about them per se. But one of the people that was in charge of putting the council together was none other than Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. And everything he did was also cut down and done away with by the Mason bishops from Germany and Belgium and France. So why God permits these things, we do not know. But this was the day, in 1962, that the council started. The council which John the 23rd called, and he shouldn't have called it. Everybody told him not to, but he did. You can't blame him. He was an Italian from Bergamo, near Milan. But also, nevertheless, he did it, and God had instructed him to do it, most likely. He knew what was going to happen. God knows everything. Nothing is hidden from him. And so all the horrors are going on in the church today, which are not directly the result of the Second Vatican Council, but the result of those bishops who disobeyed everything. All these things were known to God. They were known to God when he created the universe. Nothing is hidden from God. And so John the 23rd died of a broken heart on June the 3rd of 1963. And of course, the rest of that is history as well. And so today we pray to him and we pray to the Blessed Mother. She who is the Mother of God, the divine maternity of Mary, an ancient feast. And it's interesting for us that it was on this day that, as they were celebrating the Vespers of the maternity of the Mother of God, Christopher Columbus vowed that if the Blessed Mother allowed him to see land, that he would continue and not turn back to Spain, as everyone wanted him to do. So that morning after, that is tomorrow morning, the 12th, which is the feast of Our Lady of the Pillar, the first apparition of Mary in the year 40 AD in the Iberian Peninsula in the city of Zaragoza, Cesarea Augusta. St. James the Greater and his disciples had the blessing of a visit from the Blessed Mother, who was still alive in Palestine or Ephesus, and she promised that Spain would always hold on to the faith even to the end of time. And so the faith spread like wildfire in Spain, and then later on St. James went back, where he was the first apostle to be martyred for Christ. God knows everything. And so tomorrow we celebrate Our Lady of the Pillar, which of course for us Spaniards is a very tremendous feast, and it is a great privilege for all Catholics. This is the first apparition of Mary on the day after the divine maternity of Mary. And only God knew at that time that many years after that, in 1917, on October the 13th, would happen the greatest visible miracle in the history of the church, the miracle of the sun at Fatima. Everything is connected. And it is all because she is the Mother of God. It is all because her Son is God made man. In the the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.